Snips editor Michael McConnell. We're pretty excited here at Snips. A few weeks ago, we debuted our redesigned website at www.snipsmag.com. It has a lot of new features, and is designed to make our site easier to use and even more informative. For this month's Snips podcast, I decided we would talk to Lisa Thomas, the online content manager here at BMP Media, which publishes Snips and oversees about 60 other titles. For the last year, she has been supervising the migration of many of BMP's titles to the new website platform. I thought she would be the best person to explain the features of the new website, as well as what BMP is hoping to accomplish with its new design. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Absolutely. So, how many website redesigns have you been involved in so far?
Well, myself and Nikki Smith, who is our online director here at BMP, we've actually completed our 39th redesign just this past Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're pretty excited about it.
Do all the websites have similar appearances? Are they following a template, or are they customized for each publication? How does it work?
Yes, they are following a similar template. We do focus on customization around the organization that we're working with and the content that we're working with. It really is all about helping our audience find the information that they need, whatever book that they're looking at, as quickly as possible.
So what's the goal of redesigning all these websites? I know ours at Snips have probably been about maybe even 5 years, I'm not sure,
yeah,
but it had been a while for us. So what's the reason, I guess, to do this now? It's been ongoing for a couple of years. What's been the reason for this?
Well, ultimately, it is to serve up the sites that better serve the needs of our audience. We do that in a bunch of new ways. We have multimedia technology with the easy access to content through multiple levels of navigation, and with ways to easily categorize content that makes the most sense to the site visitor. Even the back-end improvements will ideally allow our editorial teams to spend less time loading content, which allows them to spend more time creating more of the high-quality content that the visitors are looking for.
If a visitor comes to snipsmag.com last few days since we've launched, mm-hmm. what, in your opinion, do you think are some of the most exciting things they're going to see there?
Well, kind of like what I was saying before, we do have this all-new, easy-to-use navigation for the users. Not only can they drill down by feature, latest headlines, blogs, and products, but they can also go deeper with specific topics, and even further than that, specific keywords within those topics. So we have a brand new search function on the site, and all new multimedia options, which include videos, photos, podcasts, etc.
A lot of people now don't just sit at their desktops to do their internet browsing. They use their smartphones or a tablet computer, not like an iPad. Is snipsmag.com and BMP's other new sites, are they designed to look better on those types of devices?
Yes. So right off the bat, during launch, we do make all the sites iPad and iPhone friendly. And just recently, we started working on mobile versions of all the sites. So you'll have that to look forward to in the coming future.
Okay, very exciting. What about integration with the social media websites like Twitter and Facebook? That's a big part of my job now, and I know it's a big part of the publishing industry in general.
Right. The great thing about the new sites is that we do have social media kind of all over the place. So we do have Google+, Twitter, and Facebook share buttons on all articles so that readers could like it right to Facebook. And just recently, we added all these sharing tools on the image galleries themselves. So if a user comes and sees an image gallery they really like, they can like it, and it goes on Facebook. It'll get a link onto Twitter or even a Google+.
Does that go the whole gallery of images, or can they even like just one image? Like they're in one picture, so they want to show that to their friends and followers.
Right now, unfortunately, all we have able on the sites are to like the whole entire gallery, so then the galleries will actually get put onto Facebook, and then they come back to your site to take a look at them.
Okay, got it. Here. Is navigation pretty easy? You talked a lot about making mm-hmm. it a lot better. Have you tested this out? How have you determined that it really is easier to work its way around?
Well, if you compare the old site to the new site, a lot of the navigations on the older sites were all to the left-hand side, where that's not really where your eye goes when you go to a site. So we have the all-new navigation at the top, where you have your broad bars, and then those bars get drilled down even deeper. So we think that is much friendlier than what the old site was. And then once you're in an actual article, we do have multiple areas to find related content. So when you're in an article, you have the related content to the left where you can go to another article. You have more articles from the author. So if you like Mike's articles, at the bottom there, there'll be a list of other recent articles by you, and that will take them off to even more content.
Hopefully they do like them.
Yeah.
depends on the feedback. So-so. But that's okay. Well, speaking of feedback, I was going to say, from the sites that have already been done and been up for a while, what kind of feedback are you getting? Do people like these new sites? Do they like the look?
Yeah, luckily, all the feedback we have received are very positive. We've heard comments about the ease of navigation that we have, the layout of the content, that the websites are now very content-focused. Visitors are spending more time on our sites and looking at more pages, and that tells us that we are building the site correctly.
Now, one thing that's somewhat controversial is, at least in my opinion, is that our sites now require registration of varying degrees, depending on the magazine or the brand.
Right.
Why did we go to that, and what does it entail for a visitor to get registered?
Well, really, if you think about it, to receive print magazines, you do have to subscribe. So this is really just the web version of a subscription. So we want to know who is using our site, and registration helps us do that. And we know everyone is busy, so we have made the forms as quick as possible. You answer a couple of basic questions and demographics, and you'll be directed right back to the content you were looking for. Just make sure you, as a side note, you want to make sure that you look for that email so that you activate your registration.
It doesn't take them more than a minute or two to give the information we're asking for?
Nope, less than a minute. We've timed it.
And you haven't gotten complaints too many? I mean, people pretty much accept it and click through and...
Yeah, but we really haven't, and I think that's because it's kind of become a web standard, so if you go to various different brands, you'll notice that they do require registration now.
I know years ago, BMP tried that a bit, and it wasn't as successful, but this is a different era, I guess,
right.
Isn't it?
Right, and it has become very successful for us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For advertisers, and potential advertisers, does the new website that we're doing, snipsmag.com, offer benefits to them?
They do. We actually are going with new IAB standards. So we have implemented several new ad sizes, which will aid advertisers in impacting the visitors. We also have ad targeting opportunities so that advertisers can display their ads around specific topics of content instead of just to the homepage. They can actually target one of your topics on the site. Ultimately, we focus our sites around the visitors' needs. And when the visitors find the content they are looking for, they spend more time with our site, and that can lead to more impressions for the advertiser.
And I imagine you can get reports for the for advertisers about what kind of people are visiting the site, that kind of stuff.
Yep, we have an analytics team here at BMP, so they can get that to them. Yeah, okay. Of course.
Okay, great. I think that covers most of it. Anything else you wanted to mention about the new sites?
Really, I do think we covered everything, and I honestly hope that the readers of Snips enjoy the new redesigned site.
I will let you know.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Lisa, thanks a lot for talking to me today.
All right, thank you, Mike.
And thank you for listening to this month's Snips podcast. You've heard it mentioned a bunch of times, but please go to www.snipsmag.com and check out our new website. Email me at mcconnellm@bmpmedia.com and tell me what you think, and I'll tell Lisa. And this and all our other podcasts are there, as well as our blogs and videos. I'm Snips Editor Michael McConnell, and we'll talk to you soon.